This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very interesting guest coming up. His name is Rory Cutaia. He is the CEO of B-Booth, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BBTH. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no problem. Give my listeners a little about statement of what your company does.
We've got a platform, a CRM lead generation platform that we believe is a game changer for any sales-based organization that's seeking to engage their customers, consumers, or artists or celebrities seeking to engage their fans on a much higher level. I'm happy to talk to you about some of the details about why this is meaningful, why this is disruptive, and as I said, why is it a game changer?
Yeah, I invited you on the show for many reasons, but one of the reasons I wanted you to describe to my listeners what your Be Notified technology as a video first technology. What does that mean? And explain that to my listeners, if you would.
Sure. So when I say video first, what we mean is that video today is obviously the primary and most effective means of communicating, and certainly in the online environment. Most people today that are doing any kind of marketing recognize that video, as opposed to static graphic images or text or emails, can produce a response rate that's sometimes as much as 80 times greater or even more. So what we've done, and what I refer to as video first, means that video was not a bolt-on component to some other soon to be outdated CRM or lead gen application. We take video, and when I say video, I mean interactive video, and we make that the primary means of messaging. And we put that video right on the screens of consumers, fans, followers, and prospects. And when I say screens, I mean all screens, desktop, mobile, and even smart TVs.
You know, I've noticed that one of your verticals you've targeted for your technology is network marketing companies. Can you articulate the value proposition of that vertical market?
Sure. Network marketing companies, obviously sales-based organizations, what they are seeking to do is first sell product, whatever that product may be. And second, they want to be able to recruit other people to sell product in their downline from whom they could generate additional revenue. That's the primary objective of network marketing companies. And some of the challenges that those companies face include compliance issues. And that's a big problem for some of those companies because you've got improperly trained or inexperienced salespeople who make inappropriate representations about the product in a desperate effort to sell. So, for example, a company that might sell some kind of health drink or energy drink might make representations such as, oh, you should drink this because it cures diabetes. And then you have the FDA and FTC come in and shut them down. And we've seen a lot of that kind of activity. The other thing is, on the recruitment side, some of the challenges those organizations face is guys will come in, gals will come in and attend a seminar, and you've got a super sales guy on stage getting everybody jazzed up as to what a great opportunity this is, what a great product it is, and they sign up, make commitment, only to find that they're really not salespeople. They don't have the skills to sell. And after they finish selling their friends and family, they drop out. And as a result, the rate by which they lose people is somewhere north of 88-89%. So they want to figure out how to better retain people, how to train people, and how to make sure that people are not making silly representations and that they remain in compliance. So what we've done is we've taken our technology, and I want to get into a little more detail about what that does. We've built an enterprise-scale platform around it. And what that does is it gives these salespeople the opportunity to reach out with video, interactive video, as the primary means of communication, and send those videos to their contacts list, their contact list, and others. And when those people open that communication, what they're going to see is not this inexperienced salesperson. What they're going to see is that super sales guy who really understands the product and knows how to present it come walking out onto the screens of their prospects, explaining the value proposition of that company and why people should sign up to be distributors and why they should buy that product and consume it. And that is super effective. And because the video is not just some sales guy on the screen pitching and you're just listening, which is engaging, it's also interactive. So we could push onto the screen forms. We could actually open your browser and take you to a website where you could sign up, where you could complete a purchase, where we can take survey information and collect data from you, or give you the opportunity to obtain more information and actually open a video window within that video and share more information with you, all completely interactive. And that produces high quality leads that additional videos can then convert to active customers and in the network marketing space, convert customers to distributors.
Well, let's change gears here for a second. I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but how is your CRM application different from those offered by, you know, large incumbent competitors?
Well, here's the big difference. And I don't mean to slight these companies in any way because I have great respect for what they've created and the market leading positions that they have. And they've earned it. But they refer to themselves as customer relationship management products and tools. And if you've used those, and I've headed organizations in which we have used them, and they're great products. Again, I'm not putting them down in any way. But what they really are is salespeople relationship management tools, not customer relationship management tools. And what I mean by that is these are products that are designed to keep track of what your sales team is doing and report that information back to management. They want to know that their salespeople are busy. And there's definitely a place for that, and it's an important product to have, but it does little, in my view, to help those salespeople, to give those salespeople the tools to go out and close sales. That's the difference. And now those products, look, they've been around for 20 years. They were designed back 20 years ago on the then current technology. It's based for in large part on communicating via email. And 20 years ago, you know, the average person got 10 emails. So if you got, you know, any one of them would stand out. Today, people get a zillion emails. And that's not the greatest form of communication. And it's certainly not a tool that actually helps salespeople sell. And that's what organizations want. Well, what our product does is it puts in the hands of salespeople tools to actually help them sell and close deals, not focused on reporting back to management how many phone calls they made that day. And that's a massive difference. So when I say we have a customer relationship management tool, we have a customer relationship management tool. The others that call themselves that are really tracking and reporting
exactly
back to management what the sales and that's a major distinction. And because of that, we think we're going to disrupt the entire industry.
Rory, let me ask you this two-pronged question here. One, how big is the market? And two, how do you plan on penetrating the market?
The market is gigantic. It's probably one of the fastest growing markets in the technology sector today. 35 billion and growing at a fairly good clip. How do we plan on penetrating the market? Well, doing the kinds of things I'm doing with you right now. We need to create awareness for the product. Now, one of the things we've done is teamed up with a company called Sapper. Sapper is really a terrific partner for us. What they do is they put us in front of decision makers at the kinds of organizations that we want to talk to, big consumer brands and big sales-based organizations. And I can tell you this, without revealing too much non-public material information, essentially everyone that has seen the technology and seen a demonstration of the technology has said yes. So that's how powerful this tool is. So we're busy right now trying to hire more salespeople, grow the team to respond to the demand that we're seeing now from the marketplace for this product, because it is that compelling. In fact, another thing our product can do, if you've already have an existing library of videos, of sales videos or training videos, which is another great use of our product, we could import those videos into the system very easy. And by the way, this is a tool that, that companies, IT professionals or system admins would have at their desk. They can import their own videos and make those videos interactive. And the interactive capabilities are unlike anything on the market. And one other thing I'll point out, to use our technology, you don't have to go download an app, although on the enterprise side, the application-based product is extraordinary with push-to-screen capabilities. But if you're a brand and you want to be able to send out super engaging interactive videos, nobody has to download anything. No proprietary player is required. In fact, brands can use our technology and send out a link through Twitter, through any social media, through Facebook, through email, text, any way that they'd like to communicate. They can send out interactive videos and it'll play on any device and will be interactive on any device. And I mean mobile, iOS and Android, as well as desktop, Mac and Windows. And nobody that I'm aware of could make that claim.
My guest today is Rory Cutaia. He is the CEO of BeBooth Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BBTH. In closing here, I just want to get a couple things out because we don't have too much time left. I understand, I noticed that Nick Cannon is your chief strategy officer. Now, how did he get involved in the company? And what role does he actually play? Is that the real Nick Cannon?
That is the real one and only Nick Cannon, no question about it. What a lot of people don't know about Nick, besides the fact that he's a host of I don't know how many shows.
Right. Hardest working guy in showbiz.
Yeah, absolutely. But he is actually a really sophisticated, brilliant businessman. And I happened to meet him just in a social setting, and we were talking about what we do. And he expressed an interest, and I showed him on my mobile phone exactly what we're doing. And he says, wow, how can I be involved? I'd love to introduce this to the entertainment industry and some of the other technology leaders that I know that I have personal relationships with. I'd love to show this to them. How can I be involved? And that's how it started, literally.
Yeah, he's currently going to Howard University right now. A lot of people don't know that.
Yes, he is, indeed. He's always looking to improve himself, and I really hats off to the guy.
Absolutely.
He's a fantastic person. I have a lot of respect for him, and I feel privileged to have him involved in our business.
Rory, in closing here, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
You know, real quick, one of the things that's really important to us and is perhaps unusual for an OTC company is that we really care about what our shareholders think, what's on their mind, what's of concern to them. And we've just created a new, what we call shareholder advisory council. And we reached out to different people on the chat boards, iHub as an example, followed what people were saying. And we hosted an open forum Q&A to be able to respond in real time to the kinds of questions that shareholders had. And then as a result of that, invited people to apply to participate on our shareholder advisory council. And through that council, we're able to listen to the kinds of concerns and questions that people have, and all in the spirit of creating much greater transparency between what we do here in management for the company and our shareholders. And I'm not aware of any other OTC company who's ever done anything like that. And the response has been fantastic, enormous, and that's what we're about.
Company that we're highlighting today is BeBooth Incorporated. We're talking about their BeNotify technology. Rory, I want to thank you for coming on the show. They trade on the OTCQB. Take a look at them. Their ticker symbol is BBTH. I wish you nothing but success. And I want to check back with you in about 45 days to see how things are going.
Thanks, Everett. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.